Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avraham Goldar and there Maseches Vachim Daf Pei Vav, the ninth parak Hamizbech Mekadesh. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The Mishnah in the previous Daf lists items which, even if they're replaced on the Mizbech, must be brought down. Any kachim which is supposed to be eaten, for example, meat of most karbanas, and the katoris, which is only fit for the Mizbech Hapnimi. Regarding wool from a lamb's head, or hair of a goat's beard, and the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, if they're attached to the carbon, they're brought onto the Mizbech with it. Perishu, if they're separated from the carbon, they are not brought up. A brisa relates to Malchus about this question. The Tanakhama says, V'hikter akones hakol mizbecho, and the kohen shall burn everything on the Mizbech, includes atzamos, ginin, and so on, to be burned on the Mizbech, even if they did separate. And the pasuk v'asisa olosecha bas v'adam, and you shall make your olos, the meat and the blood, implying no other items, teaches to only return ikuei ola, consume parts of an ola to the Mizbech, and not consume bones, sinews, and the others. Rabbi holds the opposing implications of the two psukim teach that attached bones and the others are brought up with the carbon, and detached ones are not brought up, like the Mishnah holds. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if any of the items mentioned earlier, for example, invalidated emorim or bones, burst off the top of the Mizbech, they do not need to be returned there. The same applies to a gachelas, an ember of burnt wood. Ivarm shepakum al-gabi ha-mizbech, limbs of valid karbanas, which burst off the top of the mizbech, kodem chatzos, yachzer. Before chatzos, before midnight, they should be returned and are still subject to me'ilah, since they must still be burned. After chatzos, they must be returned and are exempt from me'ilah. The Gemara clarifies that ivarim, which still have mamash, substance, must be returned even after chatzos, and those without substance are not returned even before chatzos. The Mishnah's distinction is relevant for limbs which have hardened like wood, but have not become charcoal. Rav explains, one pasuk implies that haktara, burning, takes place the entire night, while another implies that harama, separating the ashes, occurs any time during the night, indicating that anything on the fire is considered fully burned and eligible for Truma's adeshin. Therefore, we say, chelkayo chetzi avu haktara, vechetzi avu harama, divide the night, half of it is for burning, and half of it is for separating ashes. And point number three, Rav implied that Trumas Hadeshin cannot take place before Chatzos. This is challenged from a Mishnah which states that during the year, Trumas Hadeshin is performed Mikros HaGever, from the call of the rooster just before the day. On Yom Kippur, this was done at Chatzos, and on Regalim, it was done Bishmor HaYushona, at the first watch, meaning the first third of the night. According to Rav, that Trumas Hadeshin cannot take place before Chatzos, how was it performed earlier on Regalim? Rabbi Yochanan answers that since the pasuk implies that haktar takes place the entire night, the words ad haboker, until the morning, are superfluous and teach ten boker levakru shalayla, give another morning to the morning which is at the end of the night, meaning perform Trumas Hadeshin of real ashes before the morning, whereas Rav discussed hardened limbs. Since this time is undefined, the sages designated times based on that day's needs. Thus, during the year, it may be done just before the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's done at midnight, mishum chulsha the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, who had to perform all the days of Voda himself. On Regalim, where there were many karbanos, it was performed earlier in the night. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah in the previous daf lists items, which, even if they're placed on the Mizbech, must be brought down. Any kachim which is supposed to be eaten, for example, meat of most karbanos, and the katoris, which is only fit for the Mizbech hapnimi. Regarding wool from a lamb's head, or hair of a goat's beard, and the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, if they're attached to the carbon, they're brought onto the Mizbech with it. Perishu, if they're separated from the carbon, they are not brought up. A brisa relates to Malchus about this question. The Tanakhama says, V'hikter akones hakol mizbecho, and the kohen shall burn everything on the Mizbech, includes atzamos, ginin, and so on, to be burned on the Mizbech, even if they did separate. And the pasuk v'asisa olosecha bas v'adam, and you shall make your olos, the meat and the blood, implying no other items, teaches to only return ikuei ola, consume parts of an ola to the Mizbech, and not consume bones, sinews, and the others. Rabbi holds the opposing implications of the two psukim teach that attached bones and the others are brought up with the carbon, and detached ones are not brought up, like the Mishnah holds. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if any of the items mentioned earlier, for example, invalidated emorim or bones, burst off the top of the Mizbech, they do not need to be returned there. The same applies to a gachelas, an ember of burnt wood. Ivarm shepakum al-gabi ha-mizbech, limbs of valid karbanas, which burst off the top of the mizbech, Kodem Chatzos, Yachzir. Before Chatzos, before midnight, they should be returned and are still subject to Me'ilah, since they must still be burned. After Chatzos, they must be returned and are exempt from Me'ilah. The Gemara clarifies that Evarim, which still have mamash, substance, must be returned even after Chatzos, and those without substance are not returned even before Chatzos. The Mishnah's distinction is relevant for limbs which have hardened like wood, but have not become charcoal. Rav explains, one pasuk implies that haktara, burning, takes place the entire night, while another implies that harama, separating the ashes, occurs any time during the night, indicating that anything on the fire is considered fully burned and eligible for Truma Zedeshin. Therefore, we say, chelkayo chetzi v'haktara v'chetzi v'harama, divide the night, half of it is for burning, and half of it is for separating ashes. And point number three, Rav implied that Truma Sedeshin cannot take place before Chatzos. This is challenged from a mission which states that during the year, Truma Sedeshin is performed Mikros HaGever, from the call of the rooster just before the day. On Yom Kippur, this was done at Chatzos, and on Regalim, it was done Bishmor HaYushona, at the first watch, meaning the first third of the night. According to Rav, that Truma Sedeshin cannot take place before Chatzos, how was it performed earlier on Regalim? Rabbi Yochanan answers that since the pasuk implies that haktar takes place the entire night, the words ad haboker, until the morning, are superfluous and teach ten boker levakru shalayla, give another morning to the morning, which is at the end of the night, meaning perform Truma Sedeshin of real ashes before the morning, whereas Rav discussed hardened limbs. Since this time is undefined, the sages designated times based on that day's needs. Thus, during the year, it may be done just before the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's done at midnight, Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, who had to perform all the days of Voda himself. On Regalim, where there were many Karbonos, it was performed earlier in the night. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Pei Vav, and our standard Siman is police. Police, so here goes. When the police officer who told the Kohen bringing meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of a varim flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos and noticed some Kohanim going up to do Truma Sedeshin early because of the regal. Once again, slow motion. When the police officer, that must be Moran Daf Pei Vav, police. When the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop, which reminds us, the mission on the previous daf lists items which, even if they are placed on the Mizbeach, must be brought down. Any kadshim which is supposed to be eaten, meaning meat of most karbanas, and the katoris which is only fit for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Regarding wool from a lamb's head or hair of a goat's beard, and the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, if they're attached to the carbon, they are brought onto the Mizbeach with it. Pershu, if they're separated from the carbon, well, yahu, they are not brought up. So, when the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of Evarim flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos, which reminds us the word discusses returning Evarim which burst off the Mizbeach before Chatzos versus after Chatzos. So when the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of Evarim flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos and noticed some Kohanim going up to do Truma Sedeshin early because of the regal, which reminds us, during the year, the Truma Sedeshin may be done just before the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's done at midnight, Mishum Chusha the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol who had to perform all the days of Voda himself. On Regalim, when there were many more Karbanas, it was performed earlier in the night. So once again, when the police officer who told the Kohen bringing meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of Evarim flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos and noticed some Kohanim going up to do Truma Sedeshin early because of the regal. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Pei Beis. So the Siman Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The Kohen used a peanut butter jar. Peanut butter? That must be Moran Daf Pei Beis. The Kohen used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the Heichel, making it possible. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought leaf name is invalidated. So the Kohen used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the Heichel, making it possible. Was surprised to hear that he had also puzzled the rest of the blood from that carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one was makabel blood in two cups, and one cup left the Azara and was thereby disqualified, the second cup remains valid. However, nignas echol mehem lifnim, if one of the cups entered inside the Heichel, Rabbi Yossi Galili rules the other cup valid, but the Chachamim say it is possible. So the Kona used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichel, making it possible. Was surprised to hear that he had also possible the rest of the blood from that carbon, and was almost run over by a cone with a peanut butter jar with blood from a parlam davar running into the Kodesh Kadoshim, which reminds us, Rama asks, is the blood of the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor and Sira Vodos Kochavim, whose blood is applied in the Heichel, disqualified by entering the Kodesh Kadoshim? Do we say that since the Pasuk says El HaKodesh Pnima, to the holy inside, so only where the disqualification of blood brought El HaKodesh into the holy, meaning the Heichel, applies, do we apply the disqualification of blood brought Pnima, inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, but these Karbanos, whose blood is not disqualified for entering the Heichel, would also not be disqualified in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Or do we say, Shlumim Komonhu, the blood is not in its proper place, and so is invalidated? The Gemara concludes, Teku. Daf Pei Gimel, so the similar Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. Well, one cone jumping on a pogo stick, that must move on Daf Pei Gimel. While one cone jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbech and left them there, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, HaMizbech Mekadesh Es Haruilo. The mizbech sanctifies that which is fit for it, even if it's pasul, and once it was placed on the mizbech, it's not taken down. The Gemara brings Malchokas if that refers to things brought le'ishim or for the mizbech. So while one cone jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbech and left them there, another cone leaped on his pogo stick over the mizbech to tell a cone who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. Which reminds us, the Gemara infers from the Mishnah that the mizbech is only mekadesh that which is ruilo, already fit for it, but not something which was not yet rui for the mizbech. Rapapa says this excludes kamatzim shel kitsh b'kli, kamatzim of menachos which were not yet sanctified in the kli shares. Since its designation for the mizbech was not completed, it's taken down from the mizbech. So while one cone jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbech and left them there, another cone leaped on his pogo stick over the mizbech to tell a cone who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. While a third cone jumped up to take down a olas haof that was brought up, since it's not included in the term kvasim, which reminds us in a brisa, two more opinions are brought that the mizbech is mekadesh items that are similar to kvasim or to an ola. The nafkamina would be between them olas haof. Daf Pei Dalet, so the Simon Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, that must be more on Daf Pei Dalet. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a morning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara identifies which psulim, if they're brought up in the Mizbeach, are not taken down, and which types must be taken down. So the Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a morning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach by a rabbi yelling, Zos hi ha'ola, which reminds us, in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zos hi ha'ola, hari elu gimu miutin. The words, this, it, and the ola, are three exclusionary terms which exclude the three cases he mentioned in the Mishnah, shechted at night, spilled blood, and blood which left the Azara, teaching about them that im alsa tered, if they're brought up on the Mizbeach, they must be brought back down. So the Kohen launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a morning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and one from whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach by a rabbi yelling, Zos hi ola, while the tamei that was dropped on the Mizbeach by a drone called Karban Sibur was allowed to stay there. Which reminds us, in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda explains why certain psulim are not taken down. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azor, it's still valid regarding remaining on the Mizbeach, because lan be'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbeach. This is derived from the fact that lan kasher bebasser, if meat of a shlami stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since a shlami may be eaten for 2 days. This law applies to yotze, kachim which left the Azor, because yotze is fit for a bama, since it has no enclosure. It applies to tame, since tumor is permitted for karbanos sibur. Daf Pei Hei, so the siman Daf Pei Hei relates to the pad, the mouth, and we use a dentist for the siman. So here goes. While Dr. Cohen the dentist, that must move on Daf Pei Hei, Peh. While Dr. Cohen the dentist performed Hevshet Mituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that if an animal was brought onto the Mizbeach alive, it's taken down. But if it was shechted there, the Cohen should do Hevshet Mituach, skinning and dismemberment, and burn it. The Gemara said, if this refers to disqualified karbanas, there should be no Hevshet V'Nituach at all, because the Torah excluded psulim from Hevshet V'Nituach. Therefore, the Gemara says it refers to valid karbanas, and is teaching that Hevshet V'Nituach may be performed on top of the Mizbeach if the carbon was shechted there. So while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed Hepshepany Tuach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the Kadshim Kohen that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikos Adam, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked, a more Kadshim Kohen shehelen lifnei Zrikos Damon, regarding sacrificial parts of Kadshim Kohen which were brought up onto the Mizbeach before the throwing up the blood, Yerdu or Yerdu, do they come down or not? Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't pose this inquiry about Me'ila and ask whether bringing these Emorim onto the Mizbeach subjects them to Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he had no question about Me'ila, to Zerika who decavel about Me'ila, because only Zerika subjects them to Me'ila. He concluded they do not go down from the Mizbeach. So while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed Hepshepany Nituach of the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the Kadshim Kohen that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikos Adam and instead picked up the invalid carbonis that were taken down and put them back up on the Mizbeach since the fire had taken hold of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although invalid carbonis which were brought up are not taken down, however, if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. Ula says this is only true where the fire has not taken hold of them, of a mashal behena ur yahu. But if the fire had taken hold of them, they are brought up again, even if they were taken down, because they became rachma shel mizbeach, the mizbeach's food. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that the mizbeach is mekadesh as a ruilo? And we have machlokas if that means li'ishim or li'mizbeach. That's on daf. Pegimel. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought lifnim is invalidated? That's on daf. Pebeis. Good. Number three. Which daf do we discuss at different times when the Truma Sedeshin is done during the year on Yom Kippur and on the Regalim? That's on daf. Pevav. Good. Number four. Which daf do you discuss whether the blood of a penimius, of a parlam dov or shotzibur, for example, is it disqualified by entering lifnai lifnim? That's on daf. Pebeis. Good. Number five. Which daf do you discuss what is done in a case where the bloods which should be placed above are mixed with bloods that should be placed below? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number six. Which daf do you discuss various blood mixtures of a carbonus requiring a different number of matanos and the malchokas whether one would be over on Baltosi or Baltigra? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you discuss returning a varim which burst off the Mizbeach before Chatzos versus after Chatzos? That's on daf. Pay vav. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda applies im al lo yerdu to psuim which are valid elsewhere, like a tummy, since tuma is permitted for kabbonat zibor? That's on daf. Pei dalad. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you discuss atzamos beginning bones and sinews which separate from the meat, whether they're brought onto the mizbeach or must be brought down? That's on daf. Pei vav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether Shirayim can be placed on the Mizbeach wall or only on the top of the Yesod? That's on daf. Pay off. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.